Good morning, everyone. I wonder, do you remember the good old days? You see, for someone of my age, and actually I don't consider myself that old. In fact, I saw something the other day that set it out in age brackets like this. 0 to 17, underage. 18 to 65, youth. 66 to 79, middle-aged. 80 to 99, elderly. And 100 plus, long-lived. Great, eh? So yes, those days, those good old days, they bring back some good memories, some strange stuff, and some quite amazing scary stuff. As an example, do any of you remember having a phone with a handle on the side? So if my number was, say, 123, yes, only three digits, and someone wanted to ring me, they would turn the handle forwards once, backwards twice, forwards three times. If a toll call was needed, we would have to go through a switchboard, an exchange, and wait for a callback from them as they got through to the number we needed. How good is that? Back then, quite amazing. Today, really? Really? Anyway, I can even remember going to Jan Smuts Airport in Johannesburg to see the first passenger jet land. Quite amazing. The excitement of the first moon landing. First bit of space travel. Very different. Yeah, the good old days. I just want to steal a little snippet from my wife's Christmas letter. And she says this: read your history books, and you'll note that the further back you go in time, the more horrific life was for our forefathers. Consider the millions who had to endure seven nightmare years of World War II, or the 1918-19 flu epidemic, which after 4 years of slaughter on the battlefields of World War I, killed an estimated 40 million people globally. See, last week Kingsley told us about the evil King Ahaz. And I think at that time the people of Israel may have been thinking about the good old days before Ahaz. Maybe during the reign of King David or King Solomon. Good old days. But were they? Were they really the good old days? Just another few words from my wife's Christmas letter. She starts it off by saying, "Dear 2021, thanks for the lessons. Dear 2022, I'm ready." Ready for what? Since she wrote those words, Omicron has arrived. Omicron, Omicron, who knows? What will 2022 bring? Perhaps, again, we'll be looking back at the good old days. Oh, well, let's have a look at what Scripture says. Let's read from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. You see, in the two previous chapters, Isaiah speaks about God's plan to cut down the trees of Assyria and Israel. Regarding Assyria, Isaiah says this: the Lord Almighty will lop off the boughs with great power. The lofty trees will be felled, The tall ones will be brought low. He will cut down the forest thickets with an axe. Lebanon will fall before the Mighty One. And regarding Israel and Judah, God declared, so the Lord will cut off from Israel both head and tail, both palm branch and reed in a single day. Surely wickedness burns like a fire. It consumes briars and thorns. It sets the forest thickets ablaze so that it rolls upward in a column of smoke. And why? Why would this be done? So that a new tree would emerge. A new tree to be planted in Bethlehem. So let's read on in Isaiah from verse 6. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. The young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. And the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy. On all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. This picture that you see now is painted by the 19th century American Quaker artist Edward Hicks, which he called the Peaceable Kingdom. We'll leave this picture up as you continue listening. Look at it and think about its meaning. So, yes, looking back at the good old days, something many of us have probably been doing over and over the past 2 years of lockdowns. Levels, restrictions, temporary freedoms, back to lockdowns, and now moving into traffic lights. Very confusing, very scary. But then Isaiah takes a different view. Let's, he says, cut down those old trees and look at the new shoot coming from the stump of Jesse, the father of David and the grandson of Ruth. The old shoot was David. Possibly the good old days the Israelites had probably been thinking of. But Isaiah is saying, no, enough. There's a new shoot. Look ahead. Stop looking back. This new shoot promises great things to come. It will be fruitful, spirit-filled, have wisdom and understanding with righteousness, as his belt and the sash around his waist will be faithfulness. Isaiah then explains what the future will look like. The wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. Are you looking at the picture? So, 20 days from today is Christmas Day 2021. The day we again remember and celebrate the beginning of a new shoot. The day that we rejoice at the coming of Emmanuel. The Message version of our reading this morning describes this new shoot like this. Each morning he'll put on sturdy work clothes and boots and build righteousness and faithfulness in the land. Don't you love it? Each morning he'll put on sturdy work clothes and boots and build righteousness and faithful in the land. Emmanuel, God with us. With us clothed in his sturdy work clothes and boots. Yeah, we've been living in difficult times. Many are facing hard decisions ahead. Many have concerns, will my business survive? As we move levels, will we all be safe? Will this extra freedom last? And in fact, will we sooner rather than later move into more freedom? Orange light, perhaps. And possibly green light. Or is this new scare, and the media are trying hard to enhance that fear of Omicron, going to force another lockdown? Who knows? But whatever happens, we still have to live with this division around us of vaccinated versus unvaccinated. We have to get used to new rules in the state of red light. You can now have up to 25 friends and family in your home. And yes, they can even use your toilet. Great. But it was said that it's up to you to check the vaccine certificates. Is this freedom? But Isaiah made a promise. Let us as Christians take hold of that promise. Let us get an understanding of what he was trying or what he was saying to his people back then. What he has been saying to his people all over the world since then. And what his words will be for the world to come. What his words mean for you and I today. I think it is safe to say that we are currently living in a state of instability, turmoil. I think the Israelites in Isaiah's time were living in a similar state. Not for the same reasons, but nevertheless in turmoil, uncertainty. And so Isaiah brings a message of peace. Peace from a new shoot. He brings a message for the people in his time, but also a message for us. Again, I say a message of peace. That picture we've been looking at depicts an absolute lack of turmoil. It just shows peace. Is that not something we need in our lives today? A sense that this instability, turmoil around us should not get us down. No, this message gives us a sense of God with us. There is a difference, though, in one sense. The people hearing Isaiah were being given the hope of something to come. We have seen some fulfillment of the promise, knowing that Jesus came to us. A fulfillment of the fact that God is with us, for he came and lived with us, as one of us. The rest is yet to come. When? We don't know. But it will. That was his promise. That picture will become real. But in faith, we can believe and trust. Believe and trust that the painting we have been looking at will be. Over the next 20 days, we will all be preparing, planning, doing all that shopping in the hope that the goods we need have arrived in the shops. Planning for family and friends getting together. But let us also remember those who cannot be together this Christmas because of border closures, families who are separated because of isolation, separations forced on folk through the rules of vaccinations. But we are an authentic family of Jesus. We will more than likely be celebrating separately this Christmas. But we have something we can rely on. Emmanuel, God is with us. We know that his peace will be fulfilled. We know that we can move forward in the knowledge of his righteousness and faithfulness. Isaiah's message is alive and well. So let us look forward in faith and trust. Look forward to the good new days to come. Not the good old days, but the good new days to come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those words of Isaiah. We thank you that we can look ahead at the future, knowing that you are in control. We don't really have to worry. We live through turmoil, but we live knowing that God is with us. You are in charge. So let us move forward, thinking of those who struggle, thinking of those who don't know you. Help us to reach out where we can, when we can, how we can, to bring them to the knowledge of Emmanuel. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.